The World This Week, Business.
The Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate on hold again at a range of between 5.25% and 5.5%. Inflation has slowed, but the uncertainty remains over the sell-off in the bond market, the oil price, and the tight labour market. The central bank left the door open to a rate rise at its next meeting in December. America's stock markets all lost ground in October, the third consecutive month of declines, and the longest losing streak since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The S&P 500 slid by 2.2% during the month, the Nasdaq Composite by 2.8%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average by 1.4%. Investors are adapting to a world of higher interest rates, which reduce the present value of future earnings. The Bank of Japan relaxed its policy of capping long-term interest rates for the second time in 3 months. It will now allow the yield on 10-year Japanese government bonds to rise above 1%, treating this level as a reference rather than a strict ceiling. Uedo Kazuo, the bank's governor, attributed the decision to the sharp rise in American Treasury yields. The BOJ remains the world's only central bank to have a negative policy interest rate of 0.1%. The euro area's GDP grew by just 0.1% in the third quarter, year on year. Over the previous 3 months, it shrank by 0.1%, dragged down by Germany's economy, which also contracted by 0.1%. That was in part a result of reduced household spending, but also of subdued global demand for Germany's industrial goods. There was also some good news for the currency bloc, though. Annual inflation tumbled to 2.9% in October from 4.3% in September. The United Auto Workers Union ended its 6-week strike after reaching pay deals with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, the parent company of Fiat Chrysler. All three Detroit carmakers have agreed to increase workers' pay by 25% over a 4-year contract. Ford said recently that the stoppage cost it $1.3 billion in operating earnings. GM reckoned it was losing $200 million a week, and Stellantis said it lost $3.2 billion in revenue. Meanwhile, GM's self-driving car business, Cruise, decided to halt all its robo-taxi operations after California suspended the service in the state because of safety concerns. Cruise's other markets include Dallas, Houston, Miami, and Phoenix.